I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. NASCAR returned from the offseason to kick off the 2018 season and Speed Weeks at Daytona this weekend. The Monster Energy Cup team showed up for the first practice sessions of the year on Saturday, mostly single car runs and teams getting used to the new ride heights in the first couple and some drafting practice in the final. On Sunday, it was Daytona 500 qualifying. No group qualifying here. Each car got two laps per run. They did three runs, and in the end, young Alex Bowman, who took over in the 88 from Dale Jr., put up the quickest time with a 46-second lap, just over 195 miles an hour, to score the pole for the race. Denny Hamlin was just behind and will share the front row for the Daytona 500. The rest will race their way into the starting grid through the dual races on Thursday. They line up the odd qualifiers in the first one and the even in the second one. Each group will run 60 laps, and in the end, the finishing order will determine the starting grid for Sunday's 500. Don't miss out on the Can-Am Duels Thursday night, 7 p.m. on FS1. The fun was capped off on Sunday with the annual Running of the Clash, a 75-lap exhibition race open to pole winners and playoff contenders. McMurray got wrecked with 40 to go. Stenhouse was penalized for passing below the yellow line with 36 to go. And on the final lap, Kurt Busch, Kyle Larson, and Jimmy Johnson tangled on the backstretch, collecting Casey Kane, Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, and Kyle Busch. Penske made it 2 years in a row on the front row finish for this one. Michigan native Brad Keselowski picked up his first ever win at Daytona. Joey Logano was second. Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, and Austin Dillon were top five. My take from the weekend, the crews had a little trouble getting used to the new rules on pit row. Quickest stop this weekend, 16 and a half seconds. That's about 5 seconds slower than last year's. The cars looked way too low, but if it makes them fast and handle well, I'm okay with it. And although the new Camaro looks beautiful, but with that new pointed front end, the Chevy teams may be struggling in the bump draft this weekend at Daytona. Don't forget the duels are on Thursday night, again, 7 p.m. on FS1, and I'll be back Friday with a full weekend preview and a lineup for the 500. I'm NASCAR Steven. That is your Fast Lane for Monday, February 12th on Big Country 102.9, brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services.